there are a couple of stories at investigativepost.org that may get your blood in a bubble. They are both written by reporter Kate Kay, and they have to do with the amount of money New York is spending on data centers. This is related to the conversation we just had with Senate Finance Committee Chair Liz Krueger. The thing that is most irritating about this story is that it features all the stuff that turns voters off about government: cozy political relationships, lucrative but secret contracts using taxpayer money, and almost no government accountability. My favorite sentence in the piece is this: officials from Beowulf Energy, Blackstone, and Verizon all refused interview requests, as did the governor's office and Empire State Development Corporation. We've hit the trifecta. Joining us with more is founder, editor, and executive director of Investigative Post, Jim Heaney. Welcome back.
Good to be back, Susan. And I want to start out, before you start firing questions, I want to thank you for several years worth of really professional interviewing and the exposure that you've provided Investigative Post across the state. So I will miss you tremendously.
Well, the feeling is mucho, as they said on Young Frankenstein. So let's go to the this issue that your reporter started writing on. Where do you want to begin?
Well, the fact that the state is pursuing, in the name of economic development, a couple of deals on data centers in central and western New York, despite the fact that these types of deals typically involve huge subsidies in the form primarily of tax breaks and produce very few jobs. And I'll point to the data center here in Lockport, just outside of Buffalo, that was originally constructed by Yahoo. It was close to $500 million in assorted economic assistance from the state and local governments. And it's resulted in the grand total of 250 jobs, many of them call center jobs. These deals across the country involve huge public investment for very modest job growth. A study by Good Jobs First showed that the cost per job is anywhere from $600,000 per job to north of $2 million per job. In Lockport, it worked out to $1.9 million per job. These kind of subsidies are way off the charts, and taxpayers will never recoup but a fraction of the amount of money that they're being asked to put into these data centers.
Sure.
Secondly, these data centers tend to have little to no spin-off development. It's not like you put up a factory and there are other developments, supply chain development that occurs. These are pretty much standalone projects, and for the life of me, it just doesn't make economic development sense to put this kind of money. Now, that said, we don't know what is being kicked around, because these talks, for semi-understandable reasons, are being held behind closed doors. But if you look at the way these deals typically come together in New York State and elsewhere, big subsidies, few jobs.
The idea of what they're doing in Lockport in Somerset and Lansing with these data centers is turning defunct coal plants into data centers. And I think on the surface, it's a really good idea. The communities want these centers. I think the Sierra Club came out and said these centers are a great idea. And with the coal plants, basically dying off, the property taxes that the towns would receive from them are going away too. So the towns, of course, really want these data centers. The problem here is that, there are a few problems. One is that Blackstone's senior advisory director is Bill Mulroe, the governor's one-time former aide and former chair of his reelection committee. Why is that an issue?
Well, for obvious reasons. I mean, can I say Buffalo Billion? Can I say Solar City? Now, I'll say up front, Mulroe refused. refused to return phone calls from Kate, but through a spokesman said he's not at all involved. Maybe, maybe not. I personally question whether Mulroe would, you know, are we to really believe that Mulroe would not use his influence with the governor to make a call to somebody? You know, it's totally possible he's completely hands-off, but given the corrupt history of the Cuomo administration when it comes to economic development deals, the Tesla plant in Buffalo and others, I think people have a right to be skeptical of if there's an appropriate arm's-length relationship between Blackstone and the governor's office.
And there's another issue.
And, you
here.
Know, in other words, the optics here are terrible.
They are. There are other issues here as well. And I think these would probably matter more to the community than optics, and that is that supporters of these data centers are under the impression that these companies have already built a successful data center in Montana, but they haven't yet. It's not built. It's behind schedule.
No, it's behind schedule, and previous owner with ties to the folks, the developers here in New York State, you know, are $2.5 million behind in their taxes. The town where the data center is to be built had to default on bonds. The track record they have of converting coal-fired power plants to data centers is not a good one so far. And, so you've got the track record there, you've got the political connections, and you're right, the proponents of these data centers here in New York State are operating on several assumptions that experience elsewhere doesn't really bear out. I can understand why people in these towns want something, you know, and some of the officials that Kate interviewed, you know, it's like something, anything. These were big taxpayers. These right. were big employers, and we need something. But, there's not a whole lot of jobs. Between the two data centers, it's proposed that there's going to be 160 jobs. That's not a lot of jobs. They want the tax revenue, and that's understandable, but if the deal is structured at all like it is in Lockport, there's going to be a sales tax abatement, there's going to be property tax abatement. It will be years and years before those facilities are paying anything remotely close to 100% of their tax bills. And everybody's jumping up, oh, it's going to be green energy. Well, you know, 90% of the energy that they need doesn't look like it's going to come from clean energy. It looks like it may very well have to come from traditional sources. And in New York State, with hydro comprising only a little bit of what they're going to get, you're looking at natural gas and nuclear power. So I think there's a lot of wishful thinking on the part of advocates that aren't really borne out by the experience elsewhere. Now, that's not to say that things may, you know, I want to emphasize, you know, there's a lot we don't know.
Which is also a problem, okay, because you're not getting answers to questions because the details aren't public.
Yeah, and they've actually been they being everybody, the state, the assorted companies involved, they've been pretty aggressive about not being transparent. And as I look at this from the perspective of when I broke the whole scandal on the Tesla plant, the first story I did wasn't about the tax breaks. It wasn't about the financing. It was about the lack of transparency.
Yeah.
But that's a hallmark of Andrew Cuomo's state government. It doesn't appear between the optics and the lack of transparency that Andrew Cuomo learned anything from the Buffalo Billion scandal.
I also want to mention that your reporter's conversation with a mayor in Montana who is dealing with the same company, a Blackstone subsidiary, is, I mean, the mayor is clearly aggravated, and I'm wondering if the mayors of Lansing and Somerset have commented on how aggravated this guy is.
I'm not sure if Kate, if that was a subject of the interview Kate had with the two mayors here in New York State. Look, and I can understand why these mayors and their town councils want, want something to go in there. But it's a matter of what makes sense for the communities and what makes sense for the taxpayers. And again, these data centers across the country have a track record of consuming a lot of energy, a lot of tax dollars, without producing much by way of employment or spin-off development. It's just not a sound economic development strategy. But, it's a mega project. It'll allow the politicians to do a big announcement and a photo op at the beginning and another photo op at the grand opening. And unfortunately, that's the way a lot of economic development decision-making is made in the state.
We just
what will make the politicians look good?
Right. We did speak to Senator Liz Krueger in the last segment but one, and she said that it's time for a true evaluation of the tax expenditures on these kinds of economic development projects. So we might see a big fight over this in the coming legislative session.
Well, I'm glad to hear the senator say that, because I think the legislature needs a fact-based oversight function when it comes to these kind of deals, because we really don't know, based on the current level of transparency and lack of analysis, what kind of return on investment state and local taxpayers are getting for these, especially these huge mega projects.
Right. I wanted to mention that you're going to be in Albany on November 7th, Thursday, November 7th, to receive this year's Nellie Bly Award. This is the award for investigative reporting that is given out by the Museum of Political Corruption. And my listeners can purchase tickets at museumofpoliticalcorruption.org. This is going to be a great night, Jim. I don't know if you know what you're in for.
Well, I'll find out soon enough.
Well, I'm going to tell you what you're in for. We're going to have, there's great food. There's great people. There will be a great discussion on how investigative reporting moves public policy, something that you have a lot of experience with, especially with your reporting on the Buffalo Billion. And that discussion will feature you, Gannett's John Campbell, The Times Union's Brendan Lyons, former EPA official Judith Enck, NYPERG's Blair Horner, and I will moderate. And again, it's Thursday, November 7th, and you can purchase tickets which benefit the museum at museumofpoliticalcorruption.org. How psyched are you that you're going to be able to spend yet another day with me?
Well, it's all good. It's all good.
All right.
Actually, what I'm really looking forward to is to drive down the thruway between Buffalo and Albany, which has got to be the most boring stretch of highway ever constructed.
If there was some way that I could bend the state to allow you to just hop over here, I would, but I can't. Anyway, again, it's November 7th, and we hope that you'll consider buying tickets. Museumofpoliticalcorruption.org. Jim Heaney is the founder, editor, and executive director of Investigative Post. It's one of the best outlets that you can find, and the only outlet for investigative reporting nonprofit-wise in Western New York. You can find it online at investigativepost.org. Thank you so much, Jim Heaney.
Thank you, Susan.
It's been
Take
fun.
Care.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by Destiny USA. Shopping, dining, and entertainment all in one location. For more information, go to www.destinyusa.com.